Remember that this is the season for love. And that's what Seville 107.5 and 1260 are always spreading. What? Why are you chuckling?
Joining us from the state capitol, where I honestly think they're trying to each day up the ante on the day before, and perhaps maybe she can answer my question as to what it is in Virginia's General Assembly, because the left wants to have abortion on demand all the way through the birth of the baby, but then they want to protect kids with gun confiscation, but then they don't want to punish fentanyl dealers, and I'm so confused as to what they really want. Maybe the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth can explain it to me. She is the great Winsome Sears. Winsome, welcome back to the show. Am I the only one who's confused by the left's seemingly discordant tune they're singing?
No, they're confused
because they're trying to change the world, as I've said, in their image, and their image of the world is confusion. And if they keep us all in confusion, then they take control. And that's always what it's been about on the ultra left. It's about control, which is what America is not and hopefully will never be. So the only way to stop that is for the people to take a stand, to come to the polls and vote, or to fill out absentee ballots and vote. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we get the government that we get.
We've got, and we've started to have forums and debates and campaigning for primaries and conventions and even some firehouse primaries, which I'm very excited for, in the GOP for Virginia Senate. With the special election loss down in Hampton Roads and Jen Kagan's former seat, and now it's a 22-18 Senate, you know, talk about the lift that's going to have to happen and how all hands need to be on deck to even bring the Senate back to a 50-50 split, never mind perhaps put the GOP in a majority where some of these bills can actually get to the floor for a vote.
And that's the issue there. The Democrats, especially in this election year, have ramped up the confusion, because it's almost as if, no matter if the governor had found the formula that would make money, if he became Midas, you know, they would still vote it down because they don't want to give him a win. And that's the same thing that they said last year, that they don't want to give him a win on the budget. And you know, they're playing with our money, and they're playing with the potential to make laws that will help people, that will help children. And no matter what good you try to bring forward, it'll pass the House, but it'll die in the Senate. Whereas because the Republicans are the majority in the House, we will allow things to come through that make sense. We're not trying to stop progress, but if your bill is nonsense, then we're not going to pass it. So we've got to do, and let me tell you what's happening. In Virginia, as in the rest of the country, the Democrats are getting the people who are Democrats, but they don't ever come to the polls. They're getting them to vote, because what is the object of the vote? It's to get a ballot in the hand. And so they get the Democrats get a ballot into the hands of their people who are Democrats, but they don't come to the polls, by doing absentee ballots. So who is most likely to vote? Somebody who's sitting at the kitchen table with a ballot that has arrived, or somebody who, well, we'll come to the polls, you know, maybe, whatever. Well, that's what we have to do.
And the ballot harvesting to me seems so bothersome on a subterranean level as well, Winsome, is that, you know, you're not even dealing with a candidate. So a trusted neighbor, somebody who you've known, you had barbecues with, comes and says, hey, I'm working with the House of Delegates race, and here's a ballot, and I'd really like you to vote for candidate X, because I think she or he is great. And you vote, you don't even know, per se, you're trusting a neighbor who's doing ballot harvesting for a political campaign, and then you find out where the funding is coming from. We need to get that.
But, you know,
that.
We can do that, Joe. We can do that, because I have heard of churches where they became a drop box for ballots. We need more churches to sign up and declare themselves to be a ballot drop box location. We can. They're playing chess, you understand. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what we're playing, but it's not a winning strategy.
I think it's
because
chess.
Let me tell you, in Jen Kiggins' race for Congress this past November, there were 17,000, count them, Joe, 17,000 absentee ballots. Do you know how many she won out of those? 3,000.
Wow.
The Democrats are beating us in absentee ballots because they're getting the people who are not likely to vote to vote because the ballot comes to their house and it's sitting on the kitchen table. They're not waiting on a day. Though we have to get our people out until the laws change. This is what we have to do.
And the law isn't going to change unless we do that. That's the part that drives people crazy is I know so many people, they hate the idea of 45 days of voting and all that. Yeah, but that right now is the law.
That's the game. Those are the rules. And, if you don't know the rules, you can't play the game.
Right, exactly. So except
this is a serious game for our lives.
Virginia's 5th District Congressman Bob Good just introduced legislation in the House yesterday that I think, if I read it correctly, fixes one of the spots in HB 1508, the education success accounts, because it guarantees that federal money can be used for students who want to use an education savings account. And I think it addresses that one spot where if somebody's already in a parochial institution and I don't know if you've read the bill yet. I'm going to talk to Congressman Good tomorrow about it. How is HB 1508 progressing? I'm tired of being called names by people who call themselves conservatives because I support a bill that takes the government out of this scenario and doesn't re-empower the bureaucracy more. I don't like fighting with other Republicans about this, but this one is just about parents in school.
Yeah, we've just got to get our family to stop fighting amongst ourselves. It doesn't do any good. And then, the other side, the ultra Democrats, they're just eating popcorn watching us.
Yeah.
HB 1508, as you know, is the bill that I sponsored, and it's being carried by Delegate Glenn Davis. And what it will finally do is to say parents will make the decision on where to send their children to school. And if that's homeschool, that's homeschool. If it's private or parochial, whatever it is, or if you want to keep your child in public school, we can do that. But the parents will make that decision and not the government, not because you're able to live in a certain zip code and you can go, you have the school or whatever. No, you're going to make that decision. We shouldn't have to say this, but unfortunately it has to be said. So where it is now, it's passed out of education committee. And, of course, all the Democrats voted against it. God bless them. And now it's going to appropriations to see if there's a money issue, which there isn't, because it's going to set a fund, really.
Mm-hmm.
What the gist of it is, very quickly, is that one-third of the money will go to the child, and it will follow the child.
Mm-hmm.
But two-thirds of the funds will stay in the local school system.
Mm-hmm.
The two-thirds would be all of the federal dollars, and all of the local monies will still stay with that public school, even though the child isn't there. So I would love it, Joe, if, when I had my business, that if my customer said, well, I'm leaving you. But the understanding is, that's great, but, two-thirds of your money stays with me. I mean, that's a huge deal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So with that money, so now the child has maybe $4,000 to $6,000, maybe a little bit more, that they can take and either homeschool or do tutoring or whatever kind of school. And we understand it's not the be-all and the end-all. It's not going to save the world. We're trying to save who we can now.
Right,
and
exactly.
And we have children who every year they are failing. We've got to start somewhere. And this is the way to start. The other ways that the other ESAs, they weren't going to survive because one especially, it was a $500 million that it was going to require to make it work.
Extra,
now, Joe,
you
know that's not going anywhere with the Democrat Senate.
No, it's not.
So why do we even bother? Just so we can, I don't know, I don't get it. We're trying to save some tiddling right
and,
now.
And the money is already there. Winston Sears is on with us. Real quick, look ahead of next week. What is the next week of what I call government camp going to look like as we get closer to crossover?
Well, now you're going to see some bills come through that are really out of left field. And you've got to pay attention. They're more than likely going to get through the Senate because, again, I think what they're doing is teeing up bills that are for their base, and they're going to try to outdo each other to show, oh, no, I'm more left than you. No, 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 I'm more left than you. So it's just chaos, but it's okay. I'll make sure that we all have an opportunity to talk and be heard. But, folks, unless we have some defections on the Democrat camp, it's going to sail right through the Senate, but thankfully it'll die in the House. And if it doesn't, it'll die with the governor's veto.
Well, by the next time.
That's the strategy until we can change things.
By the next time we can talk, Winsome, we'll be into the series where people will be signing up to be delegates to their Senate nomination campaigns and conventions and things like that. So we'll get into that some more. But until then, you have a blessed weekend, and thank you so much for joining us.
And please tell your senators and delegates to vote for HB 1508. We've got to help our children now.
Yeah, absolutely. And who would be against helping kids, right, Winsome?
I don't know.
She is the great Lieutenant Governor, and I won't even embarrass you. Rich says, will she run against Tim Kaine in 2024? They love you, Winsome.
Oh,
here.
No, I'm not running for Senate. Never have been.
I understand that. You have a great morning.
Thank you. Take care.